Good morning and welcome to the Bulldogs Sports Update. It was a heartbreaking loss for the Ferro State football team on Saturday night as the Bulldogs fell to nationally 16th-ranked Saginaw Valley State 31-24 in overtime in a game heard live right here on the Voice of the Bulldogs. Ferro State led 24-17 late in the fourth quarter before the Cardinals scored to force the extra session and eventually notched the win in overtime. The Bulldogs received 254 yards rushing and two scores from redshirt freshman quarterback Jason Vanderlaan in the setback. The road doesn't get any easier this week as the Bulldogs visit arch-rival Grand Valley State on Saturday night for the Anchorbone Classic at Lubbers Stadium in Allendale. Pregame coverage begins right here with the Meyer pregame show at 6:30 p.m., followed by kickoff between the two West Michigan rivals at 7 p.m. The 22nd-ranked Bulldog volleyball team rolled to two wins on the road in Ohio over the weekend as they improved to 12-3 overall. Ferro State topped Tiffin 3-0 on Friday, followed by a 3-1 victory at Ohio Dominican on Saturday, and has now won six consecutive matches to date. The Bulldogs host Ashland to open a two-match weekend homestand on Friday night at 7 p.m. Bulldog women's soccer also had a successful trip to Ohio. Ferro State battled league newcomer Walsh to a 1-1 double overtime draw on Friday night and then came back to shut out Malone 3-0 on Sunday in Canton, Ohio to improve to 4-3-3 overall. The Dogs host Grand Valley State on Saturday at noon in Big Rapids. The Bulldog women's cross-country team took fourth place in the Blue Division at the prestigious Greater Louisville Classic on Saturday, while the men's team finished 21st of 31 competing teams in a mainly Division I field in the top gold division. The two teams are both ranked among the top 15 teams in the country. Women's tennis took two of three league road matches as the Bulldogs beat Saginaw Valley State 6-3 on Thursday and topped Michigan Tech 5-4 on Saturday. The lone setback came at Lake Superior State on Friday. Ferro State is currently 7-3 on the year under first-year head coach Chad Berryhill. Ferro State women's golf took fourth place at the Grand Valley State Laker Fall Classic. The men's tennis team had several competitors advance to late rounds at the ITA Midwest Regional Tournament, and the Bulldog men's golf team started round one action on Sunday at the Fall Midwest Regional Tournament to wrap up a busy sports weekend. For tickets, scores, merchandise, video, and more, visit ferrostatebulldogs.com. Reporting for the Bulldog Sports Network and the Voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3, I'm Rob Bentley.